We Ganapati Stapati, 1927, 2011, Part 2. Born in 1927, V. Ganapati was the son of Sri Vaidyanatha Stapati and Srimati Velammal. His father was the builder of the Matrubudeshwara temple at Sri Ramanashramam. In this concluding article, the late internationally renowned V. Ganapati Stapati tells of his father's intimate association with Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swamigal, the Paramacharya of Kanchi, and the blessings he bestowed on both of them. The interaction with the Paramacharya of Kanchi. Paramacharya was very much impressed and touched by my father's sincerity and knowledge. He was sad to find that these divine traditions of such potential remained unrealized in the Indian social hierarchy. This is the seed that my father sowed in the fertile heart of Paramacharya, which later sprouted into a movement at Eliyathankudi, where he ushered in Sadas called Veda Agama Shilpa Vidvat Sadas. This movement later worked wonders. It helped to restore the spiritual message of the Vastu Vedic culture in the soil of its birth. Let me now turn to my father and his illness. Having lost all hopes of reviving my father from a dreadful disease, I ran to Eliyathankudi and told the Paramacharya of his plight. He was then in the midst of a large gathering of devotees and philanthropists in Chettinadu. On hearing that the Stapati was dangerously ill, he emerged out of the gathering and took me away from the place and asked me to walk with him. The crowd was following at a distance. The Acharya did not inquire about my father and talked only about my education, employment, my ambition in life. I did not like this, as I was worried and wanted him to offer remedial advice for my father's health. Furthermore, I did not go to him for anything personal. I was in government service at the time with a well-defined future. Finally, far from the crowd, we reached a lonely temple built over a samadhi into which he entered, leaving me behind at the threshold. He did not ask me to come inside, nor did he ask me to stay outside. It was 10 o'clock in the night. The crowd waited with me till midnight and then quietly melted away. I stood there all alone in the precincts of the samadhi. I thought I should wait patiently for his return and receive his blessings and advice before taking leave of him. I felt as if this waiting was a test. I was feeling very uneasy there alone at 12:30, the dead of night. This was a samadhi temple, an adhishtana of another acharya. A kind of fear gripped me as the clock struck 1 a.m. I was hungry too. At that moment, the Paramacharya emerged from inside the temple and called, "Where is that boy?" "Here I am," I said. He beckoned me to his side and took me to the corner of the temple prakara and then started his inquiry about my father. After listening to me for 15 minutes, he put into my hands a couple of broken coconuts. He walked with me empty-handed into the temple, and it still remains a mystery to me where he got the broken coconuts. Then he blessed me, saying, "You will prosper and be happy," but not a word about my father. He repeatedly said that I would be happy. I interpreted these words of Paramacharya as bad for my father and something good for my future. My father passed away after a few months. It was only after this, in 1965, that the Paramacharya conducted the Veda Agama Shilpa Vidvat Sadas, gathering of Sthapatis, Pandits and scholars. I was asked to take a leading role in the Shilpa Sadas, though there were a number of senior and experienced Sthapatis assembled for the Sadas. I was asked to speak on Sthapati and his contribution to Indian culture and civilization by Paramacharya. His idea in asking an youngster to speak about the tradition while more experienced Sthapatis were then available was not only to encourage the younger generation, but he believed that the younger generation of Shilpis was the future hope for the spiritual culture of the Vastu tradition to flower again. I took inspiration for this and endeavored to live up to his expectations. Whenever there was a difficult problem, he advised the clients only to approach me, thereby influencing me to keep myself knowledgeable with all the details of Shilpa Sastras. This encouragement qualified me to become a more useful member of the society. And if at all I have some insights in the hoary tradition of Vastu Veda, it is only because of this indirect direction he gave me during the formative period of my Sthapati profession. I owe much to Paramacharya and I bow to him with folded hands. Concluded.